latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. We'll start with some good news on the injury front. City winger Raheem Sterling will be fit to face Arsenal this weekend after recovering from the back injury that he picked up on England duty. The 22-year-old was withdrawn as a precaution after an hour in England's victory over Lithuania in a World Cup qualifier on Sunday. And it came just days after Sterling sat out the 1-0 friendly defeat to Germany. There were fears Sterling could be absent for this weekend's game as the Premier League resumes, but it's thought he is now fine and should be fit for the trip to the Emirates on Sunday. Meanwhile, Vincent Kompany is reportedly vying to try and make the substitutes bench for the match. The Man City skipper has been back in training for over a month now, having been sidelined with a mystery injury since the end of January. The 30-year-old centre-back has made just 6 appearances during the campaign, but he has apparently been able to train at a higher intensity during the international break, and manager Pep Guardiola is believed to be considering adding him to his matchday squad now to take on the Gunners. The City chief will also check what shape Nicolas Otamendi and John Stones are in after their international exertions. Finally, striker Kelechi Iheanacho insists that he's happy at City and not looking to leave in search of first-team football. Iheanacho has struggled to force his way into the City side at times this season, with Sergio Aguero and Gabriel Jesus battling for a place as the main central striker. The Nigerian has impressed when he has had opportunities and has been quoted as saying, "I'm very happy and very grateful to be in this team. I keep working hard every day, and when I get my chance, I have to prove to everyone I need to be in the squad. It's a great squad with great players. Everyone is working really hard. I'm improving every day," he said. "I keep learning and improving, and that will help me in the future. I love it here," he said.